White Hat JR grew 100x within 9 months, doubling almost every month in this period. How do you scale systems fast enough to meet user growth? Here are 3 tools that worked, including Mistakes Made, Plenty, which I hope will be of use to startups and businesses on fast trajectories. I found almost no playbook to learn from during our condensed hyperscaling phase, so if you have better ideas tools, kindly let me know in the comments. I will update this post for everyone's use. 1. Your management dashboard. What gets measured gets managed. We reached an important revenue milestone one day in April 2020. Everyone was celebrating. Except the management team. Because we knew revenue would crash 3 days later. A communication system bug had stopped customer email for 4 hours. With no email prompts, trial class user attendance would dip in subsequent days. How do you know every granular detail of your company in real time? Measure every metric that matters. And review it daily without fail. WHJ Management Dashboard Sample. Reviewed daily for 3 years and counting. Your management dashboard should have both L1 output metrics, e.g. revenue and customer satisfaction scores, updated daily. And detailed L2 input metrics to diagnose L1 issues immediately. Blitz calling is equal to blitz of issues. Follow this metric rule of 3, to always be on top of issues, mostly before they arise. 1. Measure every metric that matters daily. 2. Have an owner for each metric. 3. Review every metric daily in a management meeting. We met daily 10-11 a.m. without fail, to review the management dashboard from the start of the company. All management attended, from curriculum to product to CTO to sales and operations heads, which kept everyone marching together to solve the blitz of blitzcalling problems. 2. Your organization structure. Are you creating legends? Our first vice president of sales had started in our call center as an entry-level employee. He moved from the call center executive to call center leader, then to sales executive, team leader, sales director, and VP within 18 months. Break traditional management rules in a startup. You make a 20th April commitment to people who have signed up for your mission in a startup. We'll replace 20 years of low-intensity work with 4 years of high-intensity work. And you'll compress 20 years of personal and professional growth in these 4 years. Promote people fast to scale the organization fast. We asked all our top young sales managers to elevate themselves to mini CEOs, who would recruit, train and lead teams of 200 each from zero within 3 weeks, during the blitzcalling phase. And in almost every case, they delivered. Organization structure is the single best tool to scale startups. Do you really need to wait 6 months for a pedigreed, experienced hire from outside the company for a leadership role? In some cases, the answer is yes. In most cases though, don't go with the default IIT-IIM external hire. Make legends within the organization. And they'll inspire the next generation of driven, hungry young people to become legends. So now he is a legend when he would have preferred to be a man. Jackie Kennedy, 3. Your systems, are they as simple as you can make them? At midnight, one day, we were debating the relative pros and cons of Salesforce versus Lead Squared to manage our sales for the 10th time. It doesn't matter. Make system decisions in days rather than months. I learned it the hard way, wasting much effort and time. We all think our companies are unique snowflakes. But any large well-reviewed SaaS provider will meet 80% of your use cases. And an ace engineering team can develop the remaining 20% in record time. Speed is your lifeblood. Simplify to scale. And seldom build in-house systems that SaaS companies have spent years perfecting. Simplify. One does not accumulate but eliminates. It is not daily increase but daily decrease, Bruce Lee. We managed 5 million plus users and 40,000 plus daily live classes daily across students from 100 plus countries with just 3 to 4 systems below. And rarely faced issues we couldn't solve. Finally, what are the biggest mistakes I made in scaling? 1. Founder role evolution. A founder's role evolves rapidly in a startup as follows. 0-1. Founder as the first product manager, on each small detail of the product pre-product market fit. 1-100. Founder as the business systems expert, become a student of systems to blight scalar recruiting, sales, operations, tech, all functions. 100-1000. Founder as the culture champion, set everything in autopilot to focus on scaling organization culture. I did 0-1 and 1-100 well, but was late to enter the 100-1000 leadership phase as I continued being heavily engaged in daily operations, more out of my interest versus adding any real value. Rule of thumb: you're likely acting as a true culture champion if you find yourself repeating the mission and values of the company 1-3x daily to one functional group or the other within the company in the scaling phase. 2. External training. We promoted folks in their early 20s to run large organizations within the company as mini CEOs based on performance alone, supported by very basic in-house managerial training programs. Lesson learned: I'd still create legends without offline promotions. But do more rigorous coaching for new leaders, as I did later, to have consistently strong people leaders in the company versus the hit or miss situation we had for a while.